they all say yes, all the ones that made it。
欢迎继续锁定 Radio 7774 Tom Radio 私房拷贝，又到了我们今天语音学英语的时间了。 I'm Jessie， 今天呢我们要和 Sally 来分享一部今年2月14号所谓的这个情人节档期在北美上映的浪漫的爱情电影爱情避风港。
Hello everybody, I'm Sally, nice to talk to you guys again. In today's program, we're going to talk about the romance film Safe Haven. Don't go away. Was directed by Lasse Hallström, and it is an adaptation of Nicholas Sparks' novel of the same name, starring Julianne Hough, Josh Duhamel.
纯爱小说作家 Nicholas Sparks 被称为美国琼瑶，他的不少小说呢都被先后的改编成了电影。
Yeah, actually, I'm a huge fan of his work. And speaking of Nicholas Sparks, he has 17 published novels, 8 have been adapted to films.
那从今天开始呢，我们也将在节目中跟大家分享这总共八部被改编的电影。
Yeah, the eight films include Message in a Bottle, A Walk to Remember, The Notebook, Night in Rodanthe, Dear John, The Last Song, The Lucky One, and most recently, Safe Haven.
首先呢，我们来了解这部最新的作品《爱情避风港》吧。这是 Nicholas Sparks 和导演莱塞·霍尔斯道姆继《Dear John》分手信之后的二度合作。而霍尔斯道姆2011年的作品《到也门钓鲑鱼》，我们也曾经在节目中跟大家分享过。在这一部《爱情避风港》当中呢，除了一如既往的浪漫爱情元素，还融入了惊悚和悬疑的剧情，也许会给书迷和影迷带来一些不一样的感受。影片的开头呢，是一个下着大雨的夜晚，女主人公 Erin 惊慌失措地敲开了邻居家的门。之后的场景呢，是在长途汽车站， Erin 神色慌张地买了张票要搭车离开，而这个时候呢，警察 Kevin 追踪而来，正在四处地寻找他。
Under disguise with the assistance of an elderly neighbor, Mrs. Feldman, Erin eventually flees.
Erin 并没有坐长途大巴到达终点，而是在中途的一个海边小镇 Southport 下车，并且留了下来。
She resides in a small town and adopts the identity of Katie.
Erin 以 Katie 的名字在一家快餐店里找到了做服务员的工作，并且在僻静的树林里找了间房子，就这样住了下来。
Great location is down. A little bit of a fixer-upper. It's got a lot of potential. What do you think? I'll take it.
在这个时候呢，我们还不知道 Erin 也就是现在的 Katie 到底在躲避什么，她是不是真的犯了罪。反正作为一个单身的年轻女子来说，要独自住在僻静的树林里还真是件有点奇怪的事儿。
看来她是对房子的地点呢也有一些特殊的要求，就是为什么带她来的 agent 还这样强调说 It's a great location to town， 这是镇上很好的位置了。当然了，这个房子是有点破旧， A little bit of a fixer upper， 虽然需要稍稍修缮一下。那么这里呢，我们听到了一个合成词啊 ，fixer， F I X E R， 后面这个 upper， U P P E R， 那 fixer upper 在美国口语当中呢，就表示需要修缮的房子。Agent 又接着说道 ，But it's got a lot of potential， 这房子虽然需要修一下，但是潜力无限大啊，你可以好好的利用一番。
Katie 呢，在这个小镇上算是暂时的安顿了下来，而另外一边并不死心的警察 Kevin 终于通过长途汽车站的监控录像发现了 Erin 的踪迹，知道他搭上了哪一趟车，并且看出来呢，他剪短了头发，而且染成了金黄色。而在小镇住下来的 Katie 仍不能找回内心的平静，夜里经常做噩梦。好在呢，很快他就结交了新朋友。
Katie befriends her neighbor Joe. She also meets Alex, the manager of a local convenience store, and his children Lexi and Josh.
Katie 餐厅里的负责人 Maddie 这一天告诉他呢 ，Alex 的妻子因为癌症早在几年前去世了。
I'll tell you, you got to spend some time with Alex and his kids. Yeah.By now, you heard about what happened to his wife? His cancer. A few years ago. And it nearly broke Alex in half.
虽然刚认识不久，但是 Alex 似乎对 Katie 特别有好感，看他每天走路上下班要走很远，所以呢 Alex 就主动的把一辆自行车送到了他家门口。没有想到第二天一早 Katie 就气呼呼的把车推来要还给他。
Did you leave this outside my house last night?
Maybe.
I can't take it.
Well, it was just sitting in my shed. It's okay. I don't have any use for it.
I don't appreciate you coming in the middle of the night to my house, and I know it's a nice gesture, but I can't accept it, so.
I don't understand. It's not a big deal. It's just
I know.
I see you walking.
You know, I didn't ask for it, and I don't want it, so.
Wait, I'm sorry. You know, normally if somebody does something nice for you, just say thank you.
也许呢是因为之前的经历，所以呢看得出来 Katie 对于陌生人的善意还是心存戒备。而且最让他生气的是呢， Alex 在夜晚的时候偷偷的把自行车送到了他家门口，甚至把熟睡中的 Katie 惊醒了。所以呢他对 Alex 的行为是非常气愤。
他一点都不客气的说道， I know this is a nice gesture, but I can't accept it. 我知道你是出于好意啊，但是我不能接受。那么这里呢咱们听到这个 gesture 这个单词 G-E-S-T-U-R-E 表示姿态的意思，那有一个固定搭配叫做 make a friendly gesture to somebody， 就是对某人表示友好了。
虽然这个时候呢 Katie 的话说的还算客气，说我知道你是为了对我表示友好，但她的态度呢可很不客气，而且说我不能领这个情。
她这样说道， I didn't ask for it and I don't want it， 我并没有向你要自行车，而且呢我也不想要它。显然 Alex 完全没有想到 Kitty 会有这样的反应哈，所以他说道， You know, normally when somebody does something nice for you, you just say thank you. 你知道的，通常如果有人对你表现得很友善的话呢，你只需要说声谢谢就好了。言外之意就是说，你非但不领情啊，不谢谢我，还这么生硬地拒绝我的好意，实在有些不合常理。
Alex 不理解 Katie 为什么这么大的反应，而回到家之后呢，朋友 Joe 也说 Katie 的反应有点过激了。
I barely know this guy, and he comes to my house in the middle of the night and leaves something.
Katie, look, I know you found a place as far away from people as you could, but you're going to have to learn that if you're going to live south of the Mason-Dixon line, people give you stuff. I mean, stuff you don't want, stuff you don't even need. Trust me, there is no hidden agenda.
No, because when you come...
And sometimes you just leave that stuff in the front yard.
I just don't want to owe him anything.
It's Pike.Not a kidney.
So you're saying that I overreacted a little?
Yeah. Yeah, maybe a little bit.
Right, maybe I did overreact.
Thank you.
A little.
Look, Katie, the great thing is life is full of second chances.
就劝 Katie 也要对周围的人呢友善一点。他这样说道， Look, I know you found a place as far away from people as you could.你看，我知道你住在这儿呢，是为了尽可能的远离一些人。But you're gonna have to learn that if you're gonna live south of the Mason-Dixon line. 但是如果你要想住在 Mason-Dixon 南部，你就要学着去适应。到底适应什么呢？ People give you stuff. 就是会有人平白无故的给你东西。That means stuff you don't want, stuff you don't even need. 这些东西或许不是你想要的，甚至是不需要的。Trust me, there's no hidden agenda. 但是相信我，他们没有什么不良企图。他们待人就是这么热情友善。那这里咱们听到这个单词啊 ，agenda， A G E N D A， 表示日常工作事项、议程。那所以 Joe 在这里说 ，There's no hidden agenda， 就是说他们没有藏什么坏心眼，根本没有打算再占你什么便宜。And sometimes we just leave that stuff in the front yard。而且话说回来了，就算这个东西你没用，你也可以把它留下来，哪怕只是在前院放着呢。何况一辆自行车也不是什么大不了的东西。听 Joe 这么一说呢 ，Katie 也有点不好意思了。他这样说道 ：“So you're saying that I overreacted a little？ 你的意思是不是说我有点反应过度了？”那么这里呢，我们听到这个单词啊 ，overreact，O-V-E-R-R-E-A-C-T， 表示反应过火、反应过度的意思。Joe 这时候安慰 Katie 说：“不要这么紧张哈。”他说道 ：“Look, Katie, the great thing is life is full of second chances。”听着，生活最妙的地方就在于我们总有重新来过的机会。
I barely know this guy, and he comes to my house in the middle of the night and leaves something.
Katie, look, I know you found a place as far away from people as you could, but you're going to have to learn that if you're going to live south of the Mason-Dixon line, people people give you stuff. I mean, stuff you don't want, stuff you don't even need. Trust me, there is no hidden agenda.
No, because when you put
it... And sometimes we just leave that stuff in the front yard.
I just don't want to owe him anything.
It's a bike, not a kidney.
So you're saying that I overreacted a little?
Yeah. Yeah, maybe a little bit.
All right, maybe I didn't overreact.
Thank you.
A little.
Look, Katie, the great thing is life is full of second chances.
在 Joe 的一番解劝之后，在冷静下来之后， Kitty 也认为呢，或许是自己真的做得有点过分了，于是他希望能够找个机会向 Alex 道歉。
Hey Alex, so you were right.
I was right about what?
I should have just said thank you for the bike. I'm sorry, I was really rude.
No, it was my fault. I should have asked you before I did it. Don't worry, it won't happen again.
显然的 Alex 是真的有点生气了，而正在这个尴尬的时候， Lexi 走了进来，见到 Kitty 呢，她非常的开心，而 Alex 呢，这时候也忙着招呼其他的客人了。突然透过窗子， Kitty 看到 Josh 掉进了水里。
Josh!
好在有惊无险， Alex 把 Josh 救了上来，而因为 Kitty 对两个孩子表现出的关心呢，也使得 Alex 终于原谅了他，两个人冰释前嫌了。
Thank you.
Why?
Did you forget something?
You forgot your bike.
Kitty 接受了 Alex 送给她的自行车，她在小镇的生活呢也渐渐步入了正轨。可警察 Kevin 依然在想办法要找到 Kitty， 甚至发出了全国通缉令，说她是谋杀犯。这个时候我们才明白，原来 Kevin 正是 Kitty 的丈夫。
Kevin continues to search for Kitty using his authority as a police officer and forges reports that she's a wanted murderer.
当然了，对于丈夫所做的一切 Kitty 并不知道。这天她接受了 Lexi 的邀请，和 Alex 一家人去了海边。虽然大家玩的都很开心，但是 Josh 似乎时不时的总是要跟爸爸闹些小别扭。
What do I do about Josh? He's testing me.
Think it's just a phase?
I hope so.
No, I see the way. Keep it.
Josh was young, but he remembers her, you know? Lexi remembers the idea of her. It's just... There's a difference, you know?
Did you talk to him?
This one, I don't really know what to say to him.
虽然 Josh 还小，还没到青春期，但总是表现得很叛逆，尤其呢喜欢和老爸对着干。其实呢 Alex 也明白到底是怎么回事。
他对 Kitty 说道， Josh was young, but he remembers her, you know. Josh 虽然还小，但是他还记得他，你知道啊，我指的他就是他妈妈。 Lexi remembers the idea of her, and it's just there's a difference.Lexi 呢只知道妈妈这个概念，但是具体到妈妈的音容笑貌她并不记得，所以在这件事上两个孩子的表现是完全不同的。 Lexi 就可以非常喜欢 Kitty， 对 Kitty 特别热情，而 Josh 呢多多少少有些抵触。
难得可以这样放松下来聊聊天， Alex 呢很关心地问起了 Kitty 为什么会在 Southport 的小镇住下来，而且会住多久。
What's Southport?
Looks like thisto canvas.
You're starting over.
Yeah, sort of. And I was just looking for a change. And I always wanted to live in a small town, so.
Well, you found one.
It is pretty small.
yeah, a little too sleepy sometimes, if you ask me.
Wow. God, it's always green. So.
Yeah, but it's nice. You'll like it.Are you staying, or you just passing through, or what's your story?
Any questions?
Just curious.
What about you? Are you from here?
I'm from Wilmington. We used to come here quite a bit when I was a kid. Just stayed for a few weeks. I loved it. My uncle, Roger, the guy that I work with in the store.
Yes.
Worked with him for a few weeks out of the summer. And when we got pregnant, it just seemed like the right place to stay.
Alex 试探地问 Katie, You are studying over. 你再重新开始吗? Are you staying or you just passing through? Or what's your story? 你是打算永远留下来了呢?还是只是个匆匆过客?只住上一阵子而已，或者你有什么其他的故事吗？显然 Katie 不太想聊自己的事情啊，所以她只好有些尴尬的回答 ：So many questions， 你怎么有这么多问题啊？
那其实呢，我们在平常的生活当中呢，可能确实不喜欢别人问自己太多的问题。这个时候你就可以用到这句话，说 So many questions， 说你怎么那么多问题啊？言外之意就是我不想回答。
但是 Katie 这种说法呢，其实不是最婉转的哈。平时我们还有这么一种说法，叫做 It's a long story。那或者有些人呢，干脆呢就把前面省掉，叫 A long story。那么言外之意就表示这事儿说来可就话长了。那么于是呢，你会发现呢，既然是说到这份上，别人就会说呢 ，Well, we love long stories。我们恰恰就喜欢听这个，
非要刨根究底而问哈。
对。
那对方要怎么回应呢？
哎，这时候我可以这样说 ：Well, you may not like mine。就算你喜欢长的故事，也不一定喜欢我的这一个。那在电影当中 Alex 怎么回应的呢？他这样说道 Just curious， 我只不过是好奇而已啦。
就是还是希望你能够说说哈。那 Katie 呢，实在是不想谈自己的事儿，聊自己的故事。这个时候还有一个办法，就是赶紧转换话题。
Usually we can talk about the weather or some other things. 当然 Katie 没有聊这个天气了，他是反问对方说道 What about you? Are you from here?那不如你来讲讲你的故事了，你是怎么来到这儿的呢？
从 Alex 的话里面呢，我们也听得出来，他曾经和妻子是特别相爱的，所以呢，也难怪之前邻居们告诉 Katie 说妻子的去世呢，对于 Alex 来说是一个不小的打击。而看到老爸和 Katie 聊得这么的开心，人小鬼大的 Lexi 呢也很识趣儿，而在一边的 Josh 似乎不大高兴。
Lexi immediately accepts Katie, while Josh is resistant, believing Katie to be his mother's replacement.
不管怎么样呢 ，Katie 和 Alex 一家是越走越近，而且呢，这一天 Alex 也终于鼓起了勇气，向 Katie 提出了约会邀请。
I like to go fishing in my canoe. You ever go canoeing? Canoeing, you ever been? It's not the most exciting thing in the world, but it's beautiful out there, you know.
Yeah.
You wanna go canoeing with me?
Yes. Yes, I would.
You would?
Yes.
Tomorrow?
Okay.
Alex 在 Katie 去划独木舟，两个人在河上呢，仿佛置身画中。聪明的 Katie 也猜到了，这是 Alex 曾经和妻子约会的地方。
It's so beautiful.
Yeah. This is probably my favorite place in the whole world.
Do you still come here with your wife?
Yeah.
Does it get better with time?
Yeah. At first, I tried to avoid any place that we went together. I tried to forget. I tried to put it all behind me. I tried to, you know, just look forward. But it just didn't work. And I realized that if I'm not thinking about her, who is? You know...And she didn't deserve that. She was an amazing woman, and I loved her, and I want my kids to know that. I want them to know her. So, we'll just keep an eye down. Getting to play mom and dad, which is interesting. Just trying to keep it all together, really.But today with you, this is probably the first time that I've looked up.
Perfect day.
Alex 说呢，妻子去世之后呢，他有一段时间是相当的消沉，他也很努力过，但他发现真的对妻子是难以忘怀，很难重新开始新的生活。
他这样说道 ：“We are just keeping our heads down， 我们只是埋头过日子，对未来也没有太多的想法。Getting to play mom and dad.” Which is interesting. 那时候我又当爹又当妈，当然我觉得这也挺有意思的。 just trying to keep it all together, really. 只觉得全家人在一起就很好了。But today with you, this is probably the first time that I've looked up.
而今天和你在一起的时候，或许是我第一次抬起了头。言外之意就是说，今天是我第一次对未来有了憧憬。
这次约会呢，本来是相当的完美，不料却遭遇了大雨。Kitty 和 Alex 呢，只好躲进了一家咖啡店里，直到很晚 ，Alex 的朋友才把他们接回了家。
We never lie and we don't say things.
这次约会之后 ，Kitty 和 Alex 的关系有了不小的发展。
Kitty and Alex begin a romantic relationship.
但是我们知道，现在安逸和快乐的生活当中呢，是隐藏着危机的。Kitty 的丈夫 Kevin 迟早会找到他们的。接下来故事将如何发展呢？明天节目当中，我们再继续的和 Sally 来分享这一部根据 Nicholas Sparks 的小说改编的电影《爱情避风港》。Safe haven.
Special bulletin, person of interest, suspect murder, first degree. Aaron Tierney? Who did you kill?
Katie, you have people here who care about you. I think that you should stay here and face whatever this is.
I can't put you through that. I can't put your family through that.
I'm in love with you. And you stay, I promise. There's no safer place in the world than right here with me.
They all say it, all the ones that made it. Once you find the one you claim it, you're gonna have to fight.
When I think back, things are doing off track. We handle life a heart attack, but we didn't see the light.
If that's all about it, thank you for listening and thank you for sharing.Please don't forget to visit www.am774.com to have a listen to the program. And meanwhile, stay in touch with us all the time. I'm Sally. See you tomorrow.
I'm Jessie. See you.
No, our own limitations. That's why we're strong. Now that we spend some time apart.
美国琼瑶 Nicholas Sparks 至今已有八部小说被改编成了电影。
Loss has been a part of my journey, but it has also shown me what is precious.
Everyone has their own destiny. Not everyone makes the choice to follow it. I'm lucky I did.
People make mistakes, well, even the people that we love.
She taught me everything about life, hope, and the long journey ahead.
No matter how many years go by, I know one thing to be as true as it ever was. I'll see you soon.
私房拷贝 Home Video 特别奉献。
I am here to stay.
斯帕克斯纯爱电影全系列。
Stay.
分享。极致浪漫。
A journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. Language is not knowledge. Language is habit.
接下来您将收听到欢乐互动英语秀英语 PK 台。主持人晶晶和幽默风趣的外籍嘉宾带你学英语看世界。没有课堂，没有考试，没有压力，没有顾虑，不为考试，不为升职，只为自己更充实。365天，原味英语听不断，地道口语练不完，精彩文化乐不够。
英语 PK 台，
一起学起来。
还有收音机广播吗？
你 out 了。北京外语广播推出多种收听方式，您可以通过网站www.am774.com， 手机客户端搜索掌上 AM774 收听我们的节目。您还可以通过新浪微电台、蜻蜓 FM、 微信、微博、搜狐新闻客户端等多种渠道收听我们的节目。使用歌华有线机顶盒，用电视也可以收听哦。欢迎拨打65157598了解更多收听方式。
14 hours.